Hey guys, you're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review.
Hey guys, on today's episode, episode number 86, entitled Five Pillars of Personal Transformation, we chat with fitness expert, author, and life coach, Craig Ballantyne. All right guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from EliteManMagazine.com, and my guest today is Craig Ballantyne. Craig, thanks so much for coming on the show, man.
Hey, really excited to be here, Justin. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, man. For anyone kind of just listening, tuning in, and isn't quite as familiar with what you do, man, can you just quickly talk, give like the 60-second rundown of kind of what you do and how you got there?
Right. So I started in the fitness industry. I started selling my program, Turbulence Training, online back in 2001. Really grew that to a great business. And then I got into another business as well called EarlyToRise.com, which is more in the personal development and wealth building side of things. Along the way, I had lots of struggles, just like everybody does. I had anxiety attacks back in 2006, which really set me off my track. But I overcame those, and we can talk about that today. And now I'm able to help lots of people have a huge impact on the world through our business.
Awesome, man. So, yeah, I kind of like your story, and I just wanted to sort of touch on a few of those things. And specifically like the anxiety attacks, I used to get really bad anxiety panic attacks years ago, and I'm kind of curious on how you got over that as well. But today specifically I want to talk, because I know you talk about this a lot, it's your five pillars of personal transformation, kind of how you use those to overcome anything that pops up in your life. And I'm guessing that's kind of a part of the process on how you overcame anxiety.
It is, but I didn't know I used that process until like 2 years later. And then, so I actually learned the five pillars from the weight loss transformation contest that I run. Mm-hmm. So, you know, classic before and after photos are sent in by people, and then like a couple hundred word essay. And then I read, you know, hundreds of essays over the years, and I realized, hey, wait a minute. The people that win the contest always have these five things in place. And we can talk about those in a second. And then after I realized that, I went, hey, wait a minute. I actually used these things to overcome my anxiety back in 2006. So I did use them, but I didn't realize I was using them.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. So yeah, if you want, let's dive right into it. I'm kind of really curious now on what these things are. So what's your first one? What's pillar number one, I should say?
The first one is better planning and preparation. And so when I first thought about these pillars, I just called it planning and preparation. But over the years, I've realized it has to be better planning and preparation. And what that means is you have to really dial in what you're going to do in order to succeed. You have to have a blueprint. You have to have that exact roadmap to success. And so when you're losing weight, it's pretty simple. You know, this is your workout program. This is your nutrition program. This is your sleep patterns. Here's what you're going to do. You need to know what you're going to do each week, and away you go. For me, in my personal life, when I had the anxiety, I was up all the time. I had a lot of freedom in my life because my business was really successful. And that meant that I was able to go out late at night, but then I was trying to work a lot too. And I was just partying, you know, I was just turned 30 at the time. And that was causing me a lot of problems. And so I realized, okay, I got to structure my day. I got to spend more time sleeping, less time partying. I need to clean up my diet. I mean, I was really doing great compared to most people. I was like 90% dialed in, but I need to improve it even more, drop the caffeine, drop a lot of the alcohol, and try and sleep a lot more on the weekends and get to bed earlier. And so when I did that, followed that plan, that was one part of the success.
Mm-hmm. So it's simply just like literally preparing and kind of making little tweaks in your health and kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, totally. So the thing with our, you know, with our transformation contest is what people need to know is that nutrition is more important than exercise. And so they need to plan and prepare their shopping list on a Saturday, go to the grocery store, shop, and then prepare their meals. And if they do that, they're going to be more successful than if they just kind of wing it and rely on a vending machine. And it's the same sort of thing when you want to be successful in business or whether you want to be stress-free. You have to, okay, figure out, here's what I'm going to do tomorrow. This is my plan. This is the amount of time I have allotted to these activities. And when you have a structured day like that, you are going to be more successful. That's what I do now is I coach entrepreneurs on how to figure out how to be more productive over the course of the day. Because a lot of them are really smart and they have good teams, but there's so much opportunity in these people's lives that they can say yes to so many things and end up working, you know, 12-hour days and still not getting it all done and feeling like, oh, I did all this activity, but didn't really accomplish anything. And that's what I want to help people avoid. And that's what I help people do now. So it, as you can see, it's working for everything. Weight loss, overcoming anxiety, building a successful business, being a successful employee, and everything that you can add to your personal life as well.
Awesome, man. And I just want to kind of quickly touch on a few of those aspects. Just like a quick little rundown, like Craig Valentine's sort of recommendations for food, supplements, sleep, and caffeine/alcohol intake. I know those are big topics, but...
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about that stuff. I mean, I'm not against caffeine intake. If you want to have a coffee in the morning, that's fine. But if you're having 4 or 5 over the course of the day and not being able to fall asleep, then obviously you need to cut back. And so I have in my book, The Perfect Day Formula, I talk about how you need to stop your caffeine intake about 10 hours before bed if you want to fall asleep properly, because that's the half-life of caffeine in your blood. And that means caffeine takes a while to be metabolized. And if you have caffeine too close to bed, you're just going to end up tossing and turning and you won't fall into a deep sleep. So the thing that I recommend to most people is whole natural foods. I'm pretty close. Well, I do follow the paleo diet, definitely gluten-free. And so I think that if you're eating whole natural foods and avoiding junk, avoiding a lot of sugar, you can have some sugar, just don't have a lot of it. Don't have dessert for breakfast like a lot of people do with cereal and pancakes and muffins, you know, because you're just going to fall asleep 2 hours later. So it's just making wise decisions, protein, fruits, vegetables, nuts, that sort of thing. You can still eat great meals on that type of plan. And that way you'll have more energy over the course of the day. Going to bed and getting up at the same time is a huge, huge aspect of having that all day energy. And don't get me wrong, I resisted this advice for like 7 years in my late 20s and early 30s. But when I finally did it, it was the kicker to give me all day energy. I was no longer tired at 2 o'clock. I wasn't dragging my butt on Monday morning because I couldn't fall asleep on Sunday night because I slept in on Saturday and Sunday morning. And so that was just a simple trick that allows me to get more done. So that's a big thing for me as well. And then, you know, just lots of water, not too much alcohol, obviously. You know, if you find yourself on this slippery slope of having one drink a night and then the next thing you know, it's 2 to 3 to 4 drinks a night and you're waking up groggy the next day and you're not being productive and successful as possible, you have to take a step back and you have to say, listen, I can either drink or I can feel like crap in the morning. And which one's more important to me on a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday morning? Well, I really need to be dialed in for work. I can have drinks on the weekend, but I don't need to be drinking on a Monday night. I don't need to be drinking on a Tuesday night. And so you just have to be very introspective, taking a look at what works for you. And I recommend people use a time journal, diet journal, just to look at themselves as a science experiment and figure out, again, if I introduce variable A into my life, what happens? And then I can decide whether or not this is good for me. If it isn't, I'm going to cut it out. And that's how you should approach your nutrition, your exercise, because you're going to be different than your buddy. You're going to be different than your girlfriend. You're going to be different than all the people that you know. So you just have to look at how you respond to things.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, man. And I guess the final sort of icing on the cake would be the supplement question, like any general sort of supplements you recommend.
I use digestive enzymes because I do have a genetic gluten sensitivity. But other than that, I don't use too many supplements for health purposes. I do use a greens drink every day. So I like this dynamic fruits and greens chocolate mint flavor. It's absolutely the best greens flavor that I've ever had. I do like athletic greens as well from my friend Chris. And other than that, the only other supplement I use is creatine for training purposes. I believe that it works. And then I, you know, sometimes I'll use some protein powders. So that's about it for me.
Cool, man. So pretty simple, pretty basic.
Very, yeah.
Yeah, nothing too over the top, like a lot of people sort of kind of want you to say.
Yeah, I just haven't really found anything that's super effective. I mean, I use probiotics, but you'll never really be able to know if that works. I don't really use fish oil anymore. I just eat salmon a couple times a week. Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty much it for me.
Cool, man. So pillar number two, what do we got?
That is professional accountability. And that's, you know, a person like you, Justin, is the accountability, the professional accountability for a lot of people. And so what professional accountability brings to somebody's life is professional advice, expert advice, and accountability. So it really holds you accountable, because most people, from their friends, they're not going to get expert advice. They're going to get, you know, like, I heard this guy uses this supplement, so you should use it. That's not expert advice. That's hearsay. And whether it's in your personal life, or whether it's in your training life, or whether it's in your professional life, you really need to go to somebody who is an expert. And so that's what they get from coaching. Now, for me in the weight loss world, that's pretty obvious. I'm a professional. I got the weight loss programs. I got nutrition programs for people. That's why those people are successful. Likewise, in my anxiety struggles, I went to yoga instructors, Qigong instructors, meditation instructors, all of these instructors to help me chill out and relax and learn how to breathe properly and learn how to reduce my anxiety and my stress. And it was the accountability of hiring those people and having to show up for the sessions that allowed me to be successful. And so that is the importance of professional accountability.
Mm-hmm. So basically going out of your way to actually find someone who knows kind of how to better yourself, and then who's going to keep you accountable for, you know, going through it.
Yeah. So this is what I recommend. When you're hiring a coach, you want to find somebody who's been there and done that, so who's achieved the goals that you want to achieve, and who shares your morals and ethics. And so when I hired my first coach, that's what I looked for. I found someone who was really successful selling fitness products on the internet, and I hired that person because I also knew that they were one of the most respected people in the industry. And so I went right to the source, and that's what you need to do when you're getting your professional accountability, whether you want to gain 2 inches on your arms, or whether you want to get a dating coach, or whether you want to make $100,000 in a year. Find somebody who's an expert in that space.
Mm-hmm. I like that, man. And I can kind of think back to the interview I had with, like, I think it was Jordan Harbinger.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of the other guys, like Michael Port and stuff, they're always talking about coaching and why they still go out and get coaching and hire experts all the time. And it's like, you think people get to a certain point and they don't need it anymore, but it's like everybody needs it in some regard or another. Like, no one's an expert in everything. So it's, like, really important to kind of find out and seek out the people who are better than you at things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you take a look at, Milos Ronik, who is a Canadian tennis player, and I just use him because he popped in my mind. He has five coaches, mm-hmm. Wow. Five different coaches. And I personally have two coaches. I'm in a mastermind group with Joe Polish, and I've hired one of my best friends, Bedros Koulian, for sales training. I spend $55,000 a year on coaching, and that makes me 10x in return, if not more, because I'm hiring the best of the best at what they do. And so actually one of the thing is, Justin, one of my biggest regrets in life is not hiring a coach sooner. So I could have hired a coach in 2003. I had the money to do it, but I was too cheap and too stubborn and too much of a know-it-all. I waited 3 years, and I don't know how much money I've lost by waiting 3 years. Now, I got a great coach eventually, but I should have hired one sooner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm kind of in the same boat as you. It's like tough to sort of justify forking over the money at first, and then, like, you know, you kind of go back and back and forth with it, but it's like so worth it, dude, when you finally pull the trigger on it.
Absolutely. It's like hiring your first virtual assistant or first personal assistant. You're like, oh, I don't want to be spending money on, you know, someone to do my dry cleaning and someone to do this, that, and the other thing. But then when you do it, you're like, oh my gosh, now I have all these hours where I can go and make $100 or $500 an hour instead of doing $10 an hour tasks. So, you know, if you want to make $100,000 as an entrepreneur, just remember this. You can't make $100,000 a year doing $10 an hour tasks. You can't make $100,000 a year doing $20 an hour tasks. You can't even do it making it $40 an hour. If you work 8 hours a day, you have to be charging at least $50 an hour. And so you can't be doing stuff like going to the FedEx place or Kinko's or whatever. You have to outsource that. And when you do it, then you can focus back on your number one priority, which is adding big value to the world in order to get that money that you deserve. So that is the key to coaching and hiring the assistant in your life so that you can do the right things faster.
Awesome, man. I love that quote too. You can't make $100K a year doing $10 an hour tasks.
No, and that's even if you worked every single hour of the day. So if you worked 168 hours in a week, which is every hour, you still wouldn't make $100,000 in a year doing $10 an hour tasks.
Wow.
That's how important it is to understand.
Hey, man, are you looking to improve your life in a number of very important ways? Do you want to improve, say, your dating, your health, your fitness, your business, your confidence, your social skills, your style, any one of these areas? If so, the best way to do this right now is to join our Facebook group. Join the Elite Man Networking Group right now. It's the best way to build a sense of community online. It's so tough nowadays to feel like you're connected to like-minded people. Joining this Facebook group solves that problem. We have hundreds of awesome guys, speakers, thought leaders, life coaches, dating coaches, business leaders, health and fitness experts, bloggers, podcasters, and just regular awesome dudes like yourself on this group right now. Sharing their incredible insights, advice, tips, strategies, and techniques to mastering all sorts of really important areas of your life. If you're serious about improving your life, go right now to Facebook and type in Elite Man Networking Group in the search bar. Type it up right now and join the group. I'll approve the request as soon as possible. It's a closed group, which means it's pretty intimate and not everyone can join. But right now, if you log on, I'll have you added within the same day. I want to get as many awesome guys like yourself into the group as possible. We have such a great community of leaders, speakers, coaches, influencers, people to help share their insights with you and to help share great ideas with each other, to just build each other up and build incredible relationships with one another and help each other become the best people we can be. So join this group right now if you're looking to connect with other incredible men just like you and become the best man you can be. Join now. Go on Facebook and type in Elite Man Networking Group. Okay, back to the show now.
So moving on, pillar number three.
Right. This is positive social support. Now, it sounds like it's very similar to professional accountability, and it is kind of similar, but not the same. So positive social support is like having cheerleaders in your life. Professional accountability is like having a coach. And so you need people to pick you up when you're feeling down, which is your positive social support. You need to hang around other people who are doing good things so their actions rub off on you. Because you've all heard that phrase, which is, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And it's true. It's scientifically proven. If you hang around overweight people, you have a greater chance of becoming overweight. This is Harvard research. If you hang around people that smoke cigarettes, you have a greater chance of smoking cigarettes. So if you hang around poor people, you're going to have a greater chance of having a lower income. If you hang around really, really wealthy people who are ethical and moral and have high values, you are going to end up like those people. And so that works for everything. Now, when I was going through my anxiety, I just was able to call up people I knew that had gone through it. They helped me out. They gave me the positive words for those tough days, and it helped me. And same with my weight loss transformation contest. We have forums. We have Facebook groups. When people are in there, they see other people who have been there and done that, and they see other people who have come from worse circumstances, and they say, okay, well, if that person can do it, I can do it, and they go out and take the right actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this step, man. Actually, it is similar to number two, but it's different in that I think number two is more of seeking out professional coaching and people who are kind of going to tell you exactly step by step what to do, where this is more of like social kind of group thing where it's like group peers and people giving you encouragement. And it also kind of it reminds me exactly of the group we just started a few weeks ago, the Elite Man Networking Group on Facebook. We have all kinds of experts in there and people sharing ideas and insights and people helping each other out and just like regular people, regular dudes on there too, just sharing their advice and stories and kind of each – like everyone's helping each other out and it's so cool.
It's almost the same as your event too. It's very analogous to your event. So you had the experts on stage – and you had the peer group in the audience, and everybody there would be able to help every attendee. So, you know, if I'm sitting beside Joe from Austin, I know Joe and I are kind of at the same level. We're going to get a ton out of John Romanello speaking, but then he and I are going to sit there and say, hey, you know what, man? I know you want to go and take John's advice and do this, this, and this. I'm happy to be like an accountability buddy or something. You know, you just want to connect. You want to, you know, bounce some ideas off one another. You know, I just want to stay in touch and see your success. And that is how you grow great networks, Justin. And that's why, you know, when I got the chance to do this show, I was really stoked because I know that I'm talking to some real high achievers. And I know that, you know, some of these listeners are going to end up in my world influencing me and making me a better person.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. I appreciate that, man.
No problem.
And yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It actually, the funny thing is the group came as an idea from some of the people that went to the conference. So they were just like, oh, we need to keep this going, like this energy, this conversation, you know, all the stuff we're talking about, we need to continue this. And it was actually their idea, a few of the attendees. So,
yeah, that's really cool. And one more thing is that you're actually going to benefit the most out of the group, Justin. And I don't mean this in a financial way, but I mean by the fact that the teacher learns more than the student. So that's what I've learned over the years. And that's why I love speaking. That's why I love doing these podcasts, is that every time I do one of these podcasts, something clicks in my head about, oh, man, the way that I explain that, now I understand it better. It's just like when I was a personal trainer, you know, I got better at my programs, my own personal programs, the more I designed other people's programs. And the more that I would run these transformation contests, the more I realized that when someone who entered the contest encouraged other people to get involved and started helping those other people, that person got more results because they started to understand the systems better. So everybody listening, the more that you can teach good principles to other people, the better you will internalize them, the more success you're going to have. So be a teacher as much as you can.
I love that, man. You're totally right. And I think we're all students and teachers at the same time, and kind of going back to what we talked about with hiring other experts and stuff, we can all kind of learn from each other as well.
Absolutely.
So, Craig, what is pillar number four?
Pillar number four used to be an incentive. Now it's a meaningful incentive. And this little phrase change, just like the first phrase change I had in the better planning and preparation, is really important. So I used to think that, you know, if a guy said, oh, I want to, you know, lose weight so that I can have ripped abs, was enough of an incentive. But it's not. I mean, most people will say, yeah, that's awesome, I'm going to go get ripped abs, and they'll, you know, work out for like 3 days and then they'll quit. You know, it's classic New Year's resolution approach to life. And then I realized that the guys who would win my contests were the guys saying, you know, I'm doing this for my kids so I have more energy. I'm doing this so that I'm going to be around in 20 years for my kids' graduation. I'm doing this for, you know, my girl, for whatever reasons. I'm doing this so I can go and get a better job, make more money. Really meaningful stuff. Not just, you know, I want to have bigger biceps. It has to be a meaningful incentive. So whatever you're trying to change in life, make it meaningful. Dig deep into your heart and your mind about why you want to change, because that is so important. It'll keep you going through those days where you just want to quit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great concept too, man. And it always reminds me. I mean, I actually had my start in kind of this world too as a personal trainer, and I did it for a few years, like two and a half years. I always remembered people, just like you said, like coming in New Year's and the gym was full first few months, you know, till maybe February or so, and everyone's, you know, working hard and stuff. But it's always the people, like you said, who kind of just want the sort of quick fix, or, you know, just you get quick abs or biceps, or, you know, tone up for the summer coming up in a couple months. It's always those people who kind of want, you know, those surface level goals that don't stick around. Those are the people that fall off in February and are gone by March. Whereas it's the people, you know, who come in for real goals, you know, to get in shape for their kids, or to be healthier, to get, you know, live long to see their kids in college, and or make money even to be in better shape, to, they, you know, provide for their family. It's always the people who have meaningful goals like that that stick around and you know, continue to go for years, not just a couple months.
Oh, absolutely. You just nailed it.
Thanks, man. So I love that one as well, man. And going forward, what is the fifth and final pillar?
Fifth and final pillar actually has the biggest impact of them all. So without this one, you're really going to be behind the eight ball. So it's the big deadline. Now, the big deadline works in three ways. First of all, it helps you overcome the initial inertia of getting started. So when you say, hey, I'm going to enter a 60-day transformation program, and you say that to your buddy, and you say, hey, you want to join me? And the guy goes, ah, I don't know. You go, you got to say to him, you got to call him out. And you say, listen, anybody can do anything for 60 days. I mean, right? And the guy will go, yeah, I guess I can. And just 60 days, no problem. I'll do it. And so when you get into these 21-day habit changes, 60-day transformations, 90-day transformations, anybody can get started because anybody can believe they can change for 90 days. Now, it gets a little bit harder after a couple of weeks. You know, you've lost that initial momentum, and then you're like going, oh, man, this is tough. I don't know if I can do another day of this program or this diet or whatever it is. But then you get to the halfway point, and you go, all right, I'm halfway through. There's no way I'm quitting now. I'm on the home stretch. And so then you start picking up speed. It's just like in that 25th mile of that marathon. After you've hit the wall in mile 20, the next thing you know, you're running faster and faster and faster because you see that finish line. And so that is the third essential part of the deadline, which is you actually get a lot of your results in those final few weeks, hours, whatever it is, as the deadline gets closer. So that is the big impact of the big deadline. So powerful, so important to have. And when you have it in there with the other five pillars, you can really change anything in your life. And so you can go and lose weight. You can go overcome anxiety. You can find the love of your life. You can buy the house of your dreams. You can make $100,000 in a year. Whatever it is you want to do, you have to have a deadline.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it's kind of like you're tricking your mind into starting it, giving you that initial push where it's like, all right, it's only 60 days. Like I can easily do this. Who can't do this? And then as you get close to it, you kind of start to wear out. Maybe get a little tired, but then you kind of remind yourself like, oh, I'm halfway through, you know, it's only 30 more days. And then it's like, you know, gives yourself a second kind of wind, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just so powerful in so many ways. There has to be that end point to it. Otherwise, people are just like, oh, man, I don't want to. They think it's this forever thing and they just talk themselves out of it. But if it's short and intense, people can do it. It's just like, you know, if you think back to like if you broke your leg or your arm when you were a kid and you had a cast on for 6 weeks, I mean, that's a blink of the eye in your lifetime. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to say to yourself, in 12 weeks, it's going to be a tough 12 weeks. But after 12 weeks, I'm going to have made all these habit changes, which are going to serve me for life. And it's going to make the next 70 years amazing. So why not just do 12 weeks of it now and, you know, march on through it and benefit. So that's the way that I like to get people to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember this interview a couple of years ago too. It was the guy, I think his last name is Rich Froning, I believe his name is, the guy who won like a few CrossFit guy.
Yeah.
CrossFits in a row. And he was just talking about how his mindset, like when he's doing some of the exercises, and it's basically like, all right, I'm going to just get 12 reps right here. He's doing some crazy exercise and it's like, yeah, I'm just going to do 12. And then he gets like, you know, up to 10, 11, then he hits his 12 and it's like, all right, I'm going to do two more. And then he does two more. And then it's like, all right, I'm going to do two more. And then, you know, I'll do one more. And then, you know, next thing you know, he's done like 23 reps when he was only shooting for 12.
Wow. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a next level of intensity. And you just have to find where that's going to work for you and use it the best that you can.
Just to sort of recap, how did you use this specifically for the anxiety?
The last one, the big deadline?
I guess kind of all the five pillars, because you mentioned earlier, you know, you kind of used them inadvertently without really knowing.
Right. So I had the planning and preparation of just, you know, making better habit choices, less caffeine, less alcohol, more sleep, more stress reduction techniques like yoga and that sort of thing. Then I hired the instructors and they were my expert advice and accountability. I had friends who had gone through it, so I was able to lean on those people in tough times. Meaningful incentive was just internal. I mean, if you've ever had anxiety, panic attacks, depression, whatever it is, you can't actually explain it to somebody. So it's really hard for people that haven't gone through it to understand. But oh boy, do you want to get rid of it. I mean, it is just crippling. You can't really think. I couldn't do my regular workouts. I mean, I could go to the gym and kind of like go through the motions, but there was always something. I mean, you just always had that tightness in your chest and you always had these things on your mind and it was really, really frustrating. So I was just driven to get rid of that. And then the big deadline was actually business related. So that was the same year that I hired my business coach. It was a very pivotal year for me. And I had the anxiety attacks about 12 weeks before I was going to do my big product launch. And I just realized that, hey, when I do this launch, I am going to be under a lot of stress. I can't have this additional stress in place. And so that drove me to take action, to turn over every rock, to do things that I never thought I would do, like go to Qigong, which is like this weird standing meditation Tai Chi thing, which I absolutely hated. And it was in this really dingy apartment of this guy that I got referred to by a guy that worked at the gym. And it was funny because it was this Qigong instructor, but I could tell that he smoked cigarettes. And so I'd walk in, I could smell the cigarettes, but he had like this, you know, mini temple built in into his cheap apartment. So it was really an odd situation, but I was doing everything because I would walk 500 miles to get rid of that anxiety if that's what it would take. So that was a big deadline and meaningful incentive in there so that I get rid of it in time for the launch. I did. Everything turned out great. My launch was amazing. And I had to fight off the anxiety several times over the next probably 2 years. But I did so by using the techniques that I learned from basically in the breathing exercises.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, man. I really I appreciate you kind of going through that and helping our listeners kind of understand how to really implement each of these pillars. I talk a lot about anxiety myself, as I mentioned earlier. I've had panic attacks and stuff myself, so it's a big topic in my personal life and something I'm really kind of interested in. So I definitely like picking people's brains who've kind of overcome it as well.
Yeah, it's something that I want to help people with. And quite frankly, Justin, if you have 100 listeners, 5 of those people are going to have anxiety. Now, I know you have more than 100, but it's 5% of the population. And that used to be 5%. Now, I'm reading all these articles about millennials with even more anxiety, baby boomers with anxiety. It's becoming more popular to admit it. So we're probably looking at 15 to 20% of the people listening to this call have dealt with anxiety in a way. And I know what these people are going through, and it breaks my heart because I know how insanely intense it can be. And so I just want these guys to know that, listen, everything's going to be okay. You just have to go. And I had to learn how to breathe, which sounds ridiculous, but I did. I had to learn how to breathe from my belly. But once I did, that really helped. I had to learn how to lean on other people and get their support. But that did. You got to open up to some good people. And so people that are listening, don't be afraid to contact us. Ask us for some help, for some advice. We'll get you in the right direction. Look for all those resources out there, because I'm sure, Justin, you just want to help as many people as I do to overcome it. So anything that we can do to support those people listening, that's what we want to do with this call.
Awesome, Craig. I really appreciate that, man. Is there any last sort of takeaway message, send-off you'd like to leave our audience, and then also a place our guys can check out more about you?
Yeah, so the last thing I want people to know is that life is really about the people that you spend it with and the experiences that you have. And so that's really, really important, especially as we chase all this material stuff. We chase money. Now, I'm just as guilty as everybody else about, I work a lot. I love helping people, but I like making money too. So I have to be very careful and remind myself that it's also important to have amazing vacations and have amazing quality time. Even if you're, eating at like a $5 restaurant, it doesn't have to be about fancy restaurants. It's about the people you're with, the experiences you have, the memories you create, and not the materialistic goods that you accumulate. So focus on that. That'll help you reduce your stress and anxiety. You're not going to be comparing yourselves to others. You're just going to be living a good quality life.
Love it, man. And then a place our listeners can check out more about you.
Yeah, that is craigvalentine.com/free-gift. You'll get some great tools there. And then also earlytorise.com. And then grab my book, The Perfect Day Formula, on Amazon. Get started there. Create your vision. Use your 5 pillars. Build the rules for your life. And you're going to have an amazing, amazing experience in life and great people and connections and future.
Craig, thanks so much for coming on the show, man. I know our guys are really going to love this one. So take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Justin.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I need you to do. I need you to subscribe to this podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing, you get every single episode completely free. That's right. Get all of our best interviews with the best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and entrepreneurial worlds absolutely free. Don't miss out on any one of our captivating and exciting shows. Subscribe now and get the Elite Man podcast anytime and anywhere. And yes, if you get a chance, leave us a glowing review about how much you love the show and how awesome we are. All right, guys, that's it. Until next time, take care.